Sometimes in life's journey, things could get so hard and tough. And during those tough times, it could seem like God is far away. It could seem like God has forgotten you. Time is passing by. Everyone around you seems to get everything they have prayed for without having to wait for so long. And so I ask you, what has your response to that difficult situation been? Hello everyone, welcome to my podcast, Growing with Praises. Today I'm going to be sharing something I titled, Your Response. Consider Father Abraham, the challenges he faced and how he overcame them. God had told him when he was age 75 that he would have a son with his wife Sarah. And he didn't get Isaac until he was about 100 years old. Wow! Every time I read that story, I wonder what went through Abraham's mind as days turned to months and months to years. Has God ever made a promise or said something to you that has not come to pass? Or it looks like it will never come to pass? I mean, you have prayed, cried, thought all through the night. You see, these situations don't happen because God is wicked. These situations happen because the word that God has said to you has to be tested. So don't give up on that word. Don't cower. Don't say words like, I don't know why these things are happening. Oh, I pity myself. Oh, I'm tired of these troubles. Maybe nothing good is destined to happen to me. No, don't think like that. These challenges you are facing now are tailor-made for you. They are bred for you. Chew them up. Now the question is how? How do I respond to these situations? How do I chew them up? The Bible in Romans chapter 4 from verse 19 to 20 shows us how Father Abraham responded to the hopeless situation he found himself until Isaac became a reality. Now I will read from verse 19 to 20 and I will share with you on how to respond to these situations. Verse 19 says, "And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God." Now, the first way to respond to this situation is to consider not. Consider not. This means to not give attention to that situation. Don't regard or observe it. Rather, uphold God's word higher than that situation. Look at Abraham. He didn't give attention to the fact that he was almost 100 years old and that Sarah was barren. His eyes was fixed on the fact that God had said it, and that is what will come to pass, no matter how long it took. So refuse to consider that difficult situation, because when you do, it clouds your mind and you stop seeing the possibility of bringing water out of the rock. Consider not. Focus more on what God has said. Like Abraham, he refused to focus on his impotence. Rather, he focused on the omnipotent, the all-powerful God. He focused on the word of God that has the ability to produce in you what it talks about. So decide today that you will not consider. That is, give attention to, focus on, or observe that which is not working. Rather, your mind will be fixed on the infallible word of God. Now, the second way to respond to this situation is to stagger not at the promise of God through unbelief. Stagger not at the promise of God through unbelief. Unbelief makes you ask doubting questions like, Did God really say he would do it? Or can he really do it? I mean, Abraham waited for 25 years to get Isaac, yet his confessions didn't change. It was never recorded that Abraham began to ask questions to God. God made that promise to him when he was 75 years old, and Isaac came at age 100. Never begin to doubt God because it doesn't look like it will happen. It doesn't have to look like it will happen before you believe God. You don't have to understand how it will happen. Just humbly accept God's word as truth and for what it is. The Bible in Numbers chapter 23 verse 19 says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither is he the son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and shall he not do it? Or has he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Listen, God is not a man. He has the ability to bring to pass whatsoever he has said to you. Whatever he promises, he does. He speaks and he carries it out. So why doubt? Why stagger at the promise of God through unbelief? Trust God today and hold on to his word. Thirdly, the third way to respond to this situation is to be strong in faith. Be strong in faith. Your faith is seen and tested in the midst of difficult situations, times when it looks like God has forgotten you. To be strong in faith also means to look at what God has promised you as done. Wow, I'll take that again. To be strong in faith also means to look at what God has promised you as done. So don't stop believing God. Your faith fills you with power to keep moving. It strengthens you. And one of the ways to build your faith is in the place of prayer and consistent study of the word. And like I said in my previous episode, faith is the response of the human spirit to the word of God. God told Abraham he would have a son. Abraham responded and acted accordingly, even when he had not seen Isaac. Now that's faith. Yours may not take as long as Father Abraham's own did, or it may even be longer, but here's what to do. Remain strong in faith. Keep seeing what God has promised you as done until you get and until you see your desired result. And lastly, number four, give glory to God. Give glory to God. To give glory to God means to confess God's power, God's ability, either in words, songs, or expressions. You can shout for joy, you can dance, etc. Abraham gave glory to God consistently, as read in Romans chapter 4 verse 20, meaning that every day he woke up, his confession was, "Thank you, Lord, for giving me a son." He didn't sulk, he rejoiced and thanked God for the birth of Isaac for 25 years until he came. Wow, Abraham kept on thanking God for the birth of Isaac for 25 years until Isaac was born. Family, when you give glory to God, you put up an attitude of a winner. When you glorify God, it shows a heart of faith that God is bigger than that difficulty. It shows that you are convinced that God has the power needed to fulfill this promise. Above all, it shows that you trust God. So let this be your response today. No matter what you are facing, refuse to consider. Do not stagger at the promise of God through unbelief. Be strong in faith and keep giving glory to God. Remember, you always win. Nothing happens to you. Everything happens for you. God bless you.